of the people on the line to the May meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission being conducted by conference call. My name is Michael Reynolds, and I am chairing this meeting today. At this point, I will turn the proceedings over to Jamie Ross to take roll call.
Okay. After I call your name, please state if you are here. Chair Michael Reynolds.
Here.
Vice Chair Carrie Reynolds. Commissioner Amy Buck.
Here.
Fareed Faruqi.
Here.
Mike Hamill.
Here.
Janie Lee.
Here.
Joanne Matsuba.
Here.
Adi Nimithy.
Here.
Rick Steinberg.
Here.
Jennifer Wang.
Here.
Executive Director Norma Lopez.
Here.
And just to let everybody know, I am here in the usual meeting location with Deputy Clerk of the Board, Dora Guillen, and Renee Ramirez from OCCR.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, it's so wonderful to hear everybody's voices, and although it is a shame not to see all of your smiling faces.
Very true.
Okay, we can go to item number 2, monthly summary of commission activities.
Okay, this is Amy Buck speaking. And so if you turn to page 4 of your packet, you can see the summary of activities there. The commission office has been closed since March 16th. And yet, if you look at these numbers, they're pretty amazing as to how much has been occurring. And for example, if you look at item F of community outreach and relationship building meetings, the goal was to have 40 of those, and to date, they're at 105. So definitely exceeding on many levels. Something else that I just wanted to point out, and I know I point this out every time I do this part, but on item I, the support to hate crime victims. So the goal was 8, and to date, that's 39. So I just really want to commend the staff and the team for doing that very difficult work, especially during COVID when things have been a little bit more heightened. Something else that was way above and beyond is also the outreach efforts in terms of presentations and speeches. So I'm sure Norma has more to add, but I just wanted to point out a couple of those highlights.
That's great. It's really impressive. Oh, Joanne Matsuba. That's very impressive. The numbers stand really well.
Michael Reynolds here. Yes, thank you very much for that summary, and great work. Great work. On to number 3.
First, we have open forum, and I do not have any requests here to speak. I don't know if there's anybody on the line that wishes to speak from the public. And I don't hear any. So then we will move on to item 3, which is review, discuss, and vote to support and provide assistance and or referral services from Mercy to Humanity's effort to collect safety items for care kits for vulnerable populations.
Good morning, commissioners and our staff. Thank you. This is Fareed Faruqi. This effort was started by my daughter, who is in high school. She's a junior, and she sent a letter out. I just noticed a little typo in there. It should be pressing, not processing, but nonetheless, hopefully you'll overlook that. To date, we have already given out close to 2,000 pieces of this. Basically, she started off being at home, not having much to do other than studying. She came up with the idea of doing something during this COVID times. and put little packages, very nicely put together, a Ziploc bag, which is reusable, and then it can be sealed and it is given out. And it contains a pair of gloves, a three-ply mask, and a hand sanitizer bottle. So this is just something to give out to people in need. We went down a few times to the Buena Park Police Department because that's where I live. And they were so appreciative of the police officer, who is a community outreach person, that he took some pictures of the homeless and others receiving and shared the comments and things of that nature, which was just heartwarming. So we have given out to different nonprofits. This week, actually, the Sikh community, which is in Santa Ana, they have a Gurdwara, a temple there. They are giving out drive-by about 1,000 boxes of food items. We have provided them 500 of these packs to give away. So the different places things are being given. So I shared this idea with your, obviously, Commissioner Mike, Chairman, and with Norma. And Norma said, why don't you put this in a letter form and see if the commission will be inclined to support either individually or as commission, whatever is more appropriate. The act of doing good is what we are more about. And across the street, we, whenever we come for our physical meeting, we always pass by the homeless and the City Net services. And I've been there several times. I'm sure most of us have. It's very heartbreaking when you see the conditions and what people have to go through. So I thought, why don't we start from, charity begins at home, and this is where we meet and see. So I thought it'll be a good impact if we were to do it collectively. The name of the Orange County Human Relations Commission can go onto it, however you want to do it. You know, I wish we are on a Zoom. I could have shown you the actual sample. I can actually have it dropped off with Norma or something like that at some point to keep. Or to give away. But this is, in a nutshell, this is what it is. We have been giving out do-it-yourself kits of 25 pieces that people, students, different folks have been putting it together and giving it out in their communities. That kit of 25 cost about $75 to buy the gloves and everything essentials that need to go in there. So that's how it is priced. So this is where it is. I just wanted to, a good way for public relations, being out there, being seen, and if we can put information card or something that can go as an insert into the bag. So anybody receiving, whether dealing with a bias or hate crime incident, especially with the COVID-19, I think it'll go a long ways, not only keeping them clean, but also providing some information.
Fareed, this is Michael Reynolds. First of all, you must be very proud of your daughter. I think this is absolutely fantastic what she has started here. Second, just a question on the second page of the letter towards the bottom, which this is page 6 of 7 of the agenda packet, where it says a box of 25 to assemble for $75. Does that, when you say a box of 25, does that mean 25 pairs of gloves or a box that contains?
Yeah, 25 pairs. Yeah, 25 pairs of gloves, 25 pair of masks, bottles, which are filled with sanitizers because, we have the sanitizer liquid to fill. So we fill that out, put the labels. And there's a little insert card that we have, just thanking and praying safe for the people that receive it as a gesture. So that's what goes in there. So they have, that total items is $75. So the gloves, the mask, 25 other masks, 25 other bottles.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions for Fareed? Well, don't everybody speak at once now. Let's take turns.
No questions.
this is Joanne Matuba. No questions. I just think it is just a really great idea and something that I'm sure is very appreciated by the people she's touched so far. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
And Fareed, this is Addie. Do you suggest the best way is to just call in terms of the option?
Yeah, I mean, there's a link that we have given on that newsletter at the bottom or the information. So you can go onto the link if you individually as commissioners want to say, you know, I'll sponsor a box. We can ship it to you or drop it off, whichever way. If you say, no, go ahead and give it, you know, you can donate it online. So, and I, not knowing, and Renee is on the call as well, from a compliance or whatever area, whether the commission as a body can do any of this, meaning, let's say we say we want to give 500 of these to the city net across the street. It's going to cost money. We have to replenish. We have to buy these things. And I have had to airship masks, which are hard to get, you know, all that in the news. So I was able to get it from China and had that about 2 weeks ago, but we are running low on our supplies already and trying to get some more. Let's say the commission says, you know, we want to give this, then we can put it together, get some volunteers, however that is, you know, between myself or my daughter's friends, or if the commission has a pool of volunteers they want to do this, they can do sit that at home and still do it. And we take it all together one day and give it to CityNet. I'm just using CityNet because just right across the street, it could be anybody. Or if individually a commissioner wants to give it in their neighborhood, wherever they are living, they just keep it in the car. I've been doing that, actually. I just keep it in the car. I pull up the guy's signal light. I see a homeless person. I just hand over to them. So they are so happy to receive something like that. So this can happen. It's more organic. It's based on how we want to do it. I hope I'm answering your question.
Thank you.
Eddie, yeah.
Any other questions? So this is Michael Reynolds. I have a question that maybe we should put to county council. I don't know. I didn't hear the county council present, although I didn't know if county council would mention whether or not he's present. What would the process be for the commission to sponsor some of these boxes if the commission were so inclined to vote to do so? I don't know the answer to that, but if that is something that county council could answer for us, that would be most appreciated. If county council was not present, could maybe Renee consult with county council and have council contact me directly to discuss?
Good morning, Chairman Reynolds. This is Renee Ramirez. Can you restate the question you'd like me to ask? I'm a little confused because the commission does not have a budget.
Well, then I suppose the answer would be the commission could perhaps endorse this and encourage others to donate.
Yeah, I would just suggest that we look back at the way the action item is phrased. It's to review, discuss, and vote to support and provide assistance and referral services. That's specifically taken from the bylaws. You have the ability to do that. The bylaws are silent on the word endorse, so I would hate to suggest that you have the authority to do that. So if we stick to the action item as it's laid out, you do have approval to vote on that today.
Okay, great. Then are there any other questions before we put the matter to a vote?
I think we would just need Fareed to refrain from voting to ensure there's no conflict of interest.
Noted.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, can we have a vote now? All those.
I think we need a first and a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we will need a motion and a second. Sorry, this is Jamie. We will need a motion and a second. And then because we're teleconferencing, all votes need to be done by roll call. So once we have the motion and the second, then I will proceed to do the roll call vote after that.
I'll start off with a motion to approve the action item as proposed by Commissioner Faruqi. Any second?
Second, this is Addie.
Okay. And I will,
thank you.
I will call the roll. Okay, Michael Reynolds?
I vote in favor.
And I know some people are absent, but I just need to let you know that I do still need to call out their names, even though I know they're not here. Dr. Carrie Reynolds? Amy Buck?
Yes.
Fareed Faruqi?
Well,
Fareed's not abstaining. He's supposed to abstain.
I'm abstaining. Abstain. Right? I mean, I cannot vote, so I'm just staying quiet.
Perfect. I just needed you to state that you were abstaining.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Mike Hamill?
Yes.
Janie Lee?
Yes.
Joanne Matsuba?
Yes.
Addy Nimothy?
Yes.
Rick Steinberg?
Yes.
And Jennifer Wang?
Yes.
Okay, it is unanimous with one abstention.
That's a very close vote. What did it come out to? I'm just joking.
Well, thank you. This is Fareed. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Commissioners, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, next is item 4, approved calendar of Human Relations Commission's events for fiscal year 2021 to be submitted through OC Community Services to the Board of Supervisors for approval.
Okay, so if this is Michael Reynolds, if everybody would turn to page 7, I think it's on 7 of your packets. That has the has 3 items. And at this point, I would entertain a motion to approve this calendar of events.
This is Fareed Faruqi, and I move to approve the motion.
This is Amy Buck, second. Oh, sorry.
thank you, Amy.
Okay, I will proceed to call the roll.
I have a question before we go to a vote.
Okay.
This is Rick Steinberg. Sorry. I see one of the organizers is CARE LA. Is that the one that's based in Orange County, or is that the one that's based in LA and maybe just misrepresented here? I don't know.
This is Norma, and it's the one that's organized here in Orange County.
Okay.
So it's a typo, or does it actually go by the name CARE LA?
Norma?
I'm sorry, I was unmuting and muting my phone because I'm surrounded by birds and babies. What was that question again, Michael?
So the designation of the organizer as CARE LA, is that a typo, or does the Orange County edition of CARE actually go by that appellation?
I know that that's the main organizer. That's their main office. And I might have missed the OC on there. Give me a second here, CARE. Well, CARE LA, that's the umbrella organization, and OC is just their sub office. But if we need to make that designation, we can. I can make that before it goes to the board for approval.
That might be helpful just to answer the question that somebody, if
Rabbi Rick had that question, somebody else is likely to have the same question, I would think.
Well, the thing is, the organization's name is CARE LA. If for the purposes of understanding for this commission needs to, I don't know, add some parentheses and say OC, we could also do that. Minton?
Yeah, I think that would be fine.
This is Addie. I wanted to ask, are these in-person meetings or just projected? Because nobody knows what the fall is going to be like.
These are projected. And just to clarify, this calendar would have been handled a little bit differently. The commission would have voted on this in April, and I would have asked commissioners if you had any such events that you thought commission should be present or be a part of to add to this list. What I did is I took the calendar from last year that was approved and voted on, and I ballparked based on what was there because these tend to be annual events, but these are projected. They have not been set, which is why when you look at the actual dates, it only says months. It doesn't have a specific date because of that reason.
Good. Thank you.
I just figured it was a month-long meeting.
That could also be.
Okay, so any other questions before we put it to a vote? Great, then. Why don't we take roll on this one?
Okay. Chair Michael Reynolds?
I'll vote in favor.
Vice Chair Carrie Reynolds? Amy Buck?
Yes.
Fareed Farooqui?
Yes.
Mike Hamill?
Yes.
Janie Lee?
Yes.
Joanne Matsuba?
Yes.
Addie Nimothy?
Yes.
Rick Steinberg?
Yes.
And Jennifer Wang?
Yes.
Okay, it's unanimous.
Another nail biter.
Yep. All right, so on to item 5, discuss idea of opening meeting with quote or reflection pieces.
Before we go to item 5, can I just add one point? It's not an action item, but it is sort of a calendar event that just came up recently. Jenna Sergio, who's with OCCR, is in our meeting today, and tomorrow at 2:00, there is a conference call to discuss racial prejudice related to COVID-19. It sounds like it will be something that could be very valuable and educational for all of our commissioners to attend if they're able to. Unfortunately, I have a prior conference call to attend, so I will not be able to. I know that Rabbi Rick is going to be there, and I'm not sure if Dr. Carrie Reynolds will be able to attend, but I would encourage all who are able to attend to attend that.
Excuse me, Chairman, excuse me, I don't mean to cut you off, but I the invitation is not open because we'd be in violation of the Brown Act if we invite all of the commissioners. The group was intentionally kept to chair, vice chair, and we included Rabbi Rick as the previous chair since he had had so much involvement in the original proposal. So if we could keep the group small at this point, we'll be happy to report back, report out as soon as the meeting's over to the rest of the commission.
Well, in that case, let me all tell you about a party I'm having that none of you are invited to.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that we're in compliance.
Okay. Well, now that I'm done choking on my shoe, I will we'll move on to hearing speaker presentations, of which there are none.
So item 5, which is discuss idea of opening meeting with quote or reflection pieces.
Okay, this is Joanne Matsuba. I had the suggestion that after our meeting is called to order each month, that we, I guess in an effort to ground us and just kind of take a collective deep breath before the start of the meeting and just get focused in the space, that we start each meeting with an inspirational message, a quote or a reflection, probably not to be longer than about 3 minutes, and that we could take turns doing the reflection, or it could be, we could volunteer, or it could be assigned by the chair, however we decide to do it. But that's my suggestion. Any questions?
This is Fareed, Commissioner.
Comments?
That's, yeah, I think it's a very good idea. I think it definitely kind of puts us in focus and inspires us, so, depending on the topic of that particular quote or reflection. I think it's a good idea, personally.
This is Rick Steinberg. I concur with Commissioner Faruqi, and I think it's a great way to guide us based on the three principles of what the commission is charged to do.
Thank you.
This is Commissioner Reynolds, Michael Reynolds, that is, in case that wasn't obvious. I concur. I think this is a fine idea.
Great. So, Commissioner Reynolds, do we vote on it?
I would be willing to have a vote on it, but I think isn't the proper procedure to make this an action item for next month?
Yeah, because the way it's written, I'm sorry, this is Jamie. The way it's written today is just to discuss it. So we can put it on the agenda for next month. I mean, that's fine.
Okay, so why don't we do that?
Okay.
Okay, got it.
And then if I may specify on the action item that to me it seems like the best way to do it is to have it rotate from commissioner to commissioner rather than have it be assigned by the chair. But if somebody disagrees with that, please, by all means, speak up.
This is Commissioner Fareed, and I think that's fine, Mr. Chairman. That should work fine. We just rotate amongst ourselves.
Great.
Okay.
Any other comments, suggestions?
I think that, this is Joanne Matsuba. I think that would work well to just be able to rotate.
Terrific.
Okay.
Then. That will be an action item for next month.
Okay. All right. So then we'll move on to item six, Commission Forums Ad Hoc Update.
Okay. Thank you again. This is Commissioner Fareed Faruqi. And we had the ad hoc meeting on April 29th over the Zoom. It was nice to see the faces. I hope if this continues on, maybe we have a way to do that with a commission hearing as well. Hopefully it finishes up so that we are in person. So that said, if you recall, we had set up this thing in motion with some forums, and we had a very successful one on the students and education working with the OCDE back in January, where we had back-to-back two forums and were well attended and received. And since then, this COVID and everything came to a halt, but we wanted to see how we can pivot and focus on what is more current. What was on paper was to deal with faith-based engagement, things that happen within the faith communities. But the committee came together, and we talked about it. and what is more pressing given the COVID-19 situation and the hate crimes and hate incidences that have risen because of it. So we thought we should address this issue more as it is more important. And I do not know, Norma, I believe the notes are with us, not with all the commissioners before you in the package. But basically what we have is we talked about different things, how to structure it, what do we do, that the commission as a body, we should do something, create some space, a virtual online presence to have a panel discussion or perhaps a pre-recorded type of a video conference, if you will, with certain experts and expertise on that panel, and then perhaps even do a live event. So these are some of the ideas that are floating around because we definitely cannot meet in person. And with technology and capacity, we could probably do that. But again, we need the help of the staff, and Norma would probably shed more light when I'm done with my presentation. So that's what we talked about. The topic or the title, if I may, that we have come up with, Fear-Driven Hate, Healing Together Post-COVID. That's the title. The topic could be impacts of fear and panic during a crisis. This is what we are suggesting, impacts of fear and panic during a crisis. And within that, there could be three different areas of discussion, increase in hate activity and scapegoating during COVID. And we have seen that from the White House to everybody else that is trying to scapegoat people of a certain, whether it is your people from Asia, China, whatever the references are, and locally, we have seen that. Ways communities come together and stand in solidarity, talking about that, what can we do on a personal and a community level. So having those resources, identifying some actionable items through that conversations, and then an outreach a message, a promotional two-minute commission video, we can do short messaging and have that and use the press or whatever television, different media that we can push the message on. It'll be good coming from the commission and for the county as well as to what we have done, what we are going or doing right now, and how, and it also helps to promote the event or the ongoing panel discussion, if you will. So, and there are a couple of areas that have been divided up, Norma, to send out notes, which is what I'm covering right now, and our next topic agenda. Janie was to reach out to find out your participants for the virtual forum. So this is what we have covered, and I will stop here and request Norma to fill in if I've left out anything.
No, I think you did a good job, Fareed.
Thank you.
I think that it's not too open to the commissioners to see if they have any questions.
Fantastic. Thanks. Any questions from the commissioners?
Fareed, this is Mike Hamill.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I think that will be a really great initiative for the commission. And I just want to commend commission staff and OC Human Relations as well for, really just recognizing that this has become a an issue. And, I know that every community is experiencing these incidents where there's either hate incidents or hate crimes, racially motivated related to COVID-19. And I know that in Irvine specifically, there were a couple of pretty nasty Facebook posts and things like this. And law enforcement, just so you know, for I'll speak on behalf of Orange County law enforcement, is very sensitive to this new form of hate crime and hate incidents. And we are doing everything we can to make sure our officers are trained, that that this, when reported, isn't dismissed, that it's taken seriously, that it's viewed as like any other hate crime, and that we are doing our very best to document it, to investigate it, and to support people in our community. And so if there ultimately is some kind of web meeting or online forum. I'm sure that law enforcement, either myself or perhaps the Orange County Chiefs of Police President, would love to participate and offer law enforcement perspective and support.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. I think Mike Hamill appreciate that. I think we need that more, and your offering to participate or to the Orange County Sheriff. Thank you.
Maybe that's a good segue into the next item, unless there are any other questions for Fareed or comments.
Okay, item number 7 is anti-hate campaign ad hoc update.
Rick Steinberg here. As many of you might recall, late last year, we were asked to come to Supervisor Doe and Steele's office and to talk about how to be proactive in terms of making Orange County a more tolerant community and really being, instead of reactive, proactive, and making it an organic kind of thing. And so we were asked to make a proposal, and we did, in which we want to go into the schools and have the schools learn about tolerance, learn about anti-hate campaigns and whatnot, and then have the students organically create social media stories, posts, and ideas in a competitive way so that we could spread the word about being the kind of society that we would like. And so that went back and forth a few times, and we sort of got stalled for a little while as there was some more questions that needed to be answered, and then COVID-19 hit. And if there's ever been a time for figuring out how to respond proactively to hate, this would be it. Our Asian American brothers and sisters are suffering greatly because in difficult times, people always look for somebody to blame. And we have to really work against that on this commission. So I'm not quite sure what the meeting is totally about tomorrow, but it's probably connected to this. So we've sort of just been in a waiting stance for the last 5 or 6 months since we made our proposal. And hopefully, you know, the times are such that we will be able to respond in thoughtful ways with the Board of Supervisors' encouragement, both financially and, you know, kind of spiritually, for lack of a better way to say it. Any questions? I will report back next month after the meeting on Friday.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Item number 8 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriffs.
Thank you. I actually said earlier what I was going to report out now, and just to reiterate law enforcement's commitment in Orange County to be sensitive and to be sure that we are doing our very best job to respect, as the rabbi said, our Asian American community, and doing everything we can to support them, and for that matter, support the entire community during this very trying time. Okay. And that's all.
Okay. And any questions for Chief Mike? Let's move on to the next item then.
Okay, item number 9 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
Rick Steinberg, we had a meeting last month with the sheriff that was very well attended, maybe 50 or 60 people on the call, and the sheriff went through in great detail about all the things that they're doing in the jails and the moral and ethical questions one has to ask between
incarceration and health and mental health and physical health and all those intersecting pieces. It was quite interesting. And then we have another executive board meeting next month to, I think, replan the rest of the year as things have changed up since we have been in quarantine. So I will report back next month as well when we have sort of a new calendar and new approach.
Okay. Any questions for Rick? Thank you.
Okay. Next is announcements from commissioners.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Fareed.
Thank you. This is Commissioner Fareed. I just want to, first of all, thank Norma and the team on the ad hoc committee for coming through and being on the meeting. I just want to also inform that I did attend or volunteered at the shields, the plastic shields that were being made by the Rotary Club of Orange County. They had that in Fullerton and many other cities. And I participated in that, and I represented in my capacity. It happened in Fullerton, so that falls within the district that I represent as a commissioner. So I identified myself as such when I went in there and signed up, and they kind of asked me to say something, which they taped. Obviously, sitting with them, I don't have a copy of it. I don't know what they would do with it, but I just thank them for doing what they're doing and serving the people in the front line and giving out these nice shields put by the Rotary that was all donated. They made over 50,000 of these and gave to St. Jude, St. Joseph, and many other hospitals. So that was a good thing. They are probably still continuing to do that. I just happened to attend one of those volunteer opportunities. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
This is Addie Namathy. I just wanted to also mention at the University of California, Irvine, there have been a number of email announcements as well as seminars for students as well as faculty on issues relating to hate crime and strategies for, promoting health and well-being. And it's being very well done at the university level. I just wanted to add that.
Hi, this is Jennifer Wang. I actually want to reiterate what Addie just said about UCI. UCI actually has been very proactive in engaging their students and just the campus regarding COVID-19 backlash. And given the fact that actually May is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, this was just an opportunity, I guess, for all of us to come together to highlight, a lot of the accomplishments. Of course, in our history, but actually during this time in COVID-19, where a lot of people had to step up, a lot of organizations who were already really at capacity were asked to do even more. And so even last night, I actually participated in the UCI Humanities APA talk, and I had my five-minute spiel to give them information about what we've been doing actually with the seniors and what we've been doing with the community at large. And I definitely also mentioned the fact that, we do exist as commission. And so I provided them with the website to report any hate incidents or anything else that they want to share. And I also want to mention that, I've been working with Norma during this time as well. Connecting her with many of the other Asian Pacific Islander groups out there who are very concerned about what's happening. And I really appreciate her time. And thank you to everybody here, actually, listening to you. What you have said and what you're doing or planning to do is very inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Any other announcements?
Hi, this is Janie from, I know Norma sent it out, but I know a lot of, I do work for the City of Garden Grove and our mayor in our first meeting in celebration of the Asian Heritage Month did a resolution condemning the hate crime. We do have a 1/3 of our population is Asian American, and so our city's really sensitive to it. And I think a lot of other cities are participating in that, and also there's hope other Asian nonprofit organizations that's kind of asking for resources. So I did give out Norma's contact info without asking you, Norma, to reach out so that they can work on collaborative work together. So hopefully that's okay. That's it.
Mrs. Norman, that's absolutely fine.
Okay, thank you. Any other announcements from commissioners? Okay, terrific. Well, we've come to the end of our meeting, and it was, again, a pleasure to hear everybody's voices, and I look forward to the day when we'll all be able to meet again in person. In the meantime, I hope you will all stay safe and healthy. Take care of your loved ones and your businesses as well. I, at this point, I would adjourn the meeting. And
thank you, Commissioner Chen.
Thank you very much.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Norma.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.